This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Emily Saliers and Amy Ray of Indigo Girls are not only accomplished songwriters and performers with a 35-year career behind them, they're also tireless activists for causes ranging from gun control to Indigenous rights to, more recently, the removal of Confederate monuments from town squares. It's something that Amy says, as someone who grew up in the South, took her some time to fully understand the implications of.
I'm like a redneck. I'm like somebody that had to come to this, you know, from when I was a kid having the rebel flag and thinking it was so cool. I had to realize what all this meant.
That sort of self-reflection and honesty is frequent when you talk to the Indigo Girls and when you listen to their music. It's part of the reason they're so beloved and why they've been able to put out 16 albums. Their latest, Look Long, was released back in April. I spoke to them in mid-August, and today you'll hear our conversation and live performances they recorded of some of the new songs and an old favorite of theirs as well. We start with one from Look Long. This is Howl at the Moon.